This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details.
The Tuesday Roundup with Doc Brown and Hugh Joseph on FUBAR Radio.
When the clock struck
4
and it was on Tuesday,
it meant one thing.
Boys are back in town.
Say what?
Go time.
Hey, what is happening? It's that time of the week again. Tuesday Roundup, except... Dr. Kenneth, a.k.a. Kenneth Brownwater, Doc Brown, a.k.a. Doc Breezy, he is away today, so we have a very, very special co-host filling in.
Whoa.
Last Skeptic.
Yeah.
A.k.a. Corin, a.k.a. Keezy, a.k.a. Skeezy Manezy.
Whoa.
Breezy. Woo.
Sleezus in the building. What are you saying, Mr. Hugh Joseph?
Oh, buddy, how are you, mate?
I'm great, man. I'm good. I'm great. And you know what? I say this beginning of every show that I do on FUBAR, and I think I'm not going to break tradition.
Good.
I just want to say that, you know, there's a lot of pressure on me today. The last couple of times that I was here, you know, I know I was pretty funny.
Yeah.
You know, I was above average funny, you know. So there's a lot of pressure on me today in order to deliver constant mirth.
Do you reckon you'll be able to?
I don't know if I can, man.
God, you sound a bit upset.
I'm really upset. I'm not.
Oh, no.
I'm not going to
deny.
Tell
us more about that. How do you feel?
Well, my soul feels burdened with a heavy weight.
Oh, no.
Almost feels like a huge nodules of lead bearing down upon my shoulders.
Oh, that's so fun.
I feel like I'm staring into the abyss, to the watery abyss.
No, that's actually a cup of water.
Yeah.
That obviously was a cup of water.
No,
we don't have a cup of water because Will, producer, offered one and never got it. Thanks a lot, buddy. Really appreciate that. Thanks for that. Mate, it's so good to have you have you feeling in today.
That's Thanks, bro.
How are you anyway? You doing
I'm fucking
right?
brilliant, man.
Yeah?
I'm fucking brilliant. Yeah, I can't complain. I've got a new record out next week. Yeah, it's called Revenge is the Best Success, but I will talk about that a lot. Do not even worry about that.
Mate, it sounded so good. So
Thank you.
And from what I know, because we've been bumping heaps of your tunes here over
Thank
the
you.
Last sort of week or two, but are you making like a video for each one as well?
Well, no, not on this one. I've done one video and then I'm shooting another one in 2 weeks.
Right.
And there's four songs. I don't know yet. I mean, if there's any video directors out there that want to collab and do some
Good.
Madness, holler at me, because as you know, I do a lot of weird videos. I did for Thanks for Trying, I did 14 videos, one for every song, and for the last EP I did lots of crazy ones as well, so kind of seeing how it goes. And
good, man. It's sounding really, really good, dude.
Thank you.
Must be very, very happy with the response it's getting as well, because like it's got the streets on fire.
Well, there you go. You know what I mean? Like, all the OAP homes are bumping it. You know what I mean? All the cheesemongers have got it blaring in the shops. You know, that's my two main markets, really, OAPs and cheesemongers. So.
My man. Mate, absolute pleasure. What do you want to be called today? We didn't talk about this. Do you want me to go with...
Lord Skeppers.
Last. Can I call you Last?
Lord. Lord Skeppington.
Lord Skeppington.
His Royal Highness.
How about Shit Nugget?
Yeah, that's good, man.
Should we go Shit Nugget?
Yeah, sure. Let's go with Skeppers.
Let's go with Skip.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Okay.
Let's do that.
Brilliant,
let's do
mate.
That. No government names, yo.
No, absolutely.
You know what I mean? Hugh isn't your real name, so it's cool.
No. Well, I've actually got a friend, because Hugh spelled H-U-W, and a friend of mine who I've known and worked with for about 10 years still spells my name H-U-G-H. And I did it again yesterday. And I was like, dude, I've known you for like 10 years.
Wow.
And he's like, mate, I know your name's not spelt like that.
I know
you think you're on some Madonna shit, like changing your name or doing, you know, you just want to have one single name. What?
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
My parents gave me that name, all right?
You know what I mean? Be proud of that.
Thank
you. I am proud of that. You should be proud. You know what really pisses me off, man, is that when people write you an email and they spell your name wrong, like, but they've spelled it right in the title of in your email address.
Yeah.
So they know how to spell your name because they've written your email address.
Oh, like what I do to you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry about that, by the way. Oh, gosh.
This is the anti-Hugh Joseph show.
Yeah. Got a feeling that is going to happen. Hey, are you okay with, like, public displays of affection? Like, if you're seeing
I've
people?
I've got my penis out right now, so...
You do?
Yeah.
You do. Luckily, I'm good with that.
Good.
I want to tell you something up next, which you very likely will not be okay with. I really hope so. It's coming up on FUBAR. That's Uncle Be There, the name of that one, featuring Ian Brown. You're on FUBAR. It's the Tuesday Roundup. Hugh Joseph and Last Skeptic with you. Doc Brown's away.
Yeah.
But we're going with Skeppers.
I mean, the Lord Skeppington thing is fine as well. You
I
know, it's totally
that.
Cool.
I prefer that.
You know,
it's rather formal though. the Lord Skeppington.
No, that's a good point, actually. Mm. That's a good point.
It's all right. We got another hour and 51 minutes to figure it out.
Okay, cool.
I'm sure all we'll right. nail it by the end of the show.
I hope so, man. Perfect. I really hope so. Otherwise, I'm going to go into another one of those...
shows? Leave this,
depressing rants again, you know, about how I feel.
No,
about my life
and, yeah, you'll be fine.
I mean, we've already done one. I mean...
It's going to turn into a counselling session. Hey, I'm really, really pumped. A killer new comedy show. It just kicked off on ITV2. It's called The Ty and Kai Show. Ty and Kai, they've been doing sketches for years and stuff like that. They've just got the big time show. They're going to be joining us just after 5 p.m. in the studio. So I'm very, very much looking forward to that.
Oh no, oh no, oh no.
Yo, yo, yo.
Oh no, you didn't.
All right, what this week has got us saying, oh, no, they didn't. No, they didn't. Now, first things first, we were just talking about public displays of affection. Mm. Are you okay, Lord Skeppington, with seeing the odd one? And, like, you know, we're seeing couples and stuff like that out in the street. Are you okay with that? Does it make you feel like, God, get a room or whatever? Or?
Well, you know what? It totally depends on the place. I mean, no, actually, no, no, okay. No, I take that back. I take my first sentence back. No, I don't ever want to see it, ever. I don't. Unless I'm in the privacy of my own home watching my brand.
So you want to watch people make out in your house? Is that what you're saying? That's fine. That's cool.
Yeah, well, unless I invite them to my house.
So you invite a couple over for dinner, friends that are a couple over.
That's
for
it.
Guys, come over.
You do this. Shut up. No, you know what it like. You know what I always end up doing, especially if I'm in a club or something, or you know, even if I'm DJing and two people have started like kissing next to the booth, I just end up doing that awkward Larry David thing and where do I look? Oh no. Oh shit! I'm not looking. Oh, my god.
So true.
And, you know, what do I do? But like, you know, at the same time, we've all been there in that situation where, you know, you're in public and shit gets a bit. You know,
100%. Like, I actually saw this really funny thing, like a little video on Facebook the other day. A couple that were kissing out in the park somewhere, and this dude creeps up behind them and then sticky tapes their heads together and runs off. Mean, really mean, but funny.
Great, I see you found my home videos.
Funny, I have. Yeah, your channel's off the chain.
Yeah,
it's
well,
off
there
the
you go.
Chain. Hey, what about say seeing public displays of affection from your parents?
No.
That's like full on next level.
What you mean? What, parents to child is in like in a nice way, like sending them off to school. Or
what about your parents?
My parents specifically.
How would you feel about them making out in public?
I mean, no, good on them.
When you were a kid or wherever, or you know
what? Maybe they make another one of me, which is pretty fucking good. So
yeah, but not in public, or in public.
Does it happen?
Probably not to your parents because you are Lord Skeppington. So your parents are
a royalty.
But cop this, man. Cop this, right? So this is a couple at Westfield, a local Westfield recently to London, right? This is they're from South Wales. They went to West London shopping, Westfield shopping mall, and they were there along with two children, aged 3 and 5. Mm. They're kids, right? And they decided to get a little bit busy on the couch next to the lift in the shopping centre, right? So they shooed the kids off to go and play. Mm-hmm. It got so escalated that she ended up giving her partner oral sex on the couch. The kids came back, and they just kept going.
Yeah.
What? Oh no! Oh no! Oh no! You didn't.
You know what? It's the last bit of the story that fucks me up the most.
Oh, there's more. She was pregnant at the same time.
Yeah, you know, like yeah, but there's nothing wrong with pregnant loving, okay?
No, right. There's not.
But
I'm
okay.
All about it. Oh, all mate, right. Pregnant mothers, I'm under the covers. What?
You know what I mean?
Single. Pregnant mothers.
Single. All the single pregnant ladies. Yeah, jokes aside, before I go off on that tangent.
Of course.
It's when the kids are there, man.
That's
come on.
Isn't that bad?
Come on, do it on a couch. Do it in Westfield. I don't give a fuck. But when the kids are there, come on now, bruv.
Yeah. So you are uncomfortable about seeing a couple kiss next to the DJ booth, but you're fine with a pregnant lady giving her boyfriend or husband head as long as there's not kids around.
Well, in Westfield, you see, there's a Greggs, so you could just go get yourself a pasty and then sit down and watch the goodness.
Oh, Nelly. It's true, though.
It's true. Listen, Greg's changes everything, all right?
It does.
It really does. A spectacle into a great spectacle. Into a Gregstacle.
A Gregstacle. Oh.
Terrible. Let's
sounds
move
like
on.
Greg's balls, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Lord Skeppington. It sounds like where you'd name your D, Lord Skeppington, and then you call your balls the Gregstacles.